Our family would like to thank you all for being here today to share your love and to celebrate Dad's life. We had a great dad growing up. We enjoyed a lot of good times together. I could go on for hours sharing stories about all our experiences. But Dad also possessed a strong faith that led him to live his life the way he did. I'd like to share with you what was special about our dad and how his faith guided and supported him during and at the end of his life on earth. Even though Dad wasn't a big man in stature, his strength and determination were enormous. He was always committed to taking care of others, providing for our family, picking us up when we stumbled, reaching out not only to family and friends, but to others, some of them in places far away, contributing to causes and to those he felt needed a helping hand. Dad had a desire to make things better for others. His creative and uncanny ability to fix or improve just about anything kept all of us quite amazed. Sometimes you had to smile and shake your head in wonderment at some of the unusual devices that he was able to come up with. His subtle humor and witty demeanor were always present. Even while in the hospital, with all he had to deal with, he often would be joking and clowning around with the nurses and the aides. Dad has always been very decisive. When there was a job that needed to be done, he just did it. The decisions he made in life, he was sure of, because his faith helped him to make the right choices. Recently, when Dad had to make decisions that he knew would have an effect on his life in the very near future, he made them with conviction. He knew that with the Lord at his side, the outcome would be a good one. Dad was very efficient and self-reliant all his life. During tough times, like when Mom became ill, he relied on his faith to carry him as he cared for her. And then with her passing, and then living alone, his faith supported him. He's been able to take care of himself and others. In recent months, with some chores becoming difficult, he sometimes was hesitant to ask for help with things he felt he should try and do himself. He had always been a provider, and to have to ask others to provide for him didn't sit well, always considering others ahead of himself. This past Wednesday morning, before he left, he said, "For all I've put you through, I apologize for that." Dad was in touch with his faith and his eternity. He knew his Lord Jesus well. Dad grew up in a family that had a strong faith. His parents, Marcus and Anna, brought him and the rest of the family forth in order to come to know their Lord and Savior. The strong faith he developed guided him throughout his life. On Wednesday, we said a prayer. We talked with God and thanked him for all the time we had together. And Dad finished it with a resounding amen. He was comfortable with his mortality and knew that the eternal life that the Lord Jesus provides would be his. We were blessed to have a dad like him, and we were fortunate to be with him during his final days and hours on earth. Before he left, Dad assured us and told us that because one man died, everything is all right. A moment later, he again reassured us by telling us, "I'm not dying. Because he lived, I live." Thank you, Dad, for everything. We'll miss you.